The president of the New Zealand Institute of Architects says the decision to strengthen the Wellington City Library building is the most sustainable choice. An engineer's assessment in March last year raised concerns about its safety in the event of a significant earthquake. Since then, it's been closed. Yesterday, Wellington City Council has voted unanimously to revamp the existing building. Designed by New Zealand architect Ian Athfield, the library building is also a key part of New Zealand's architectural heritage. Judy Keith Brown is the president of the New Zealand Institute of Architects and joins us now. Morena.
Morena, how are you?
Very well. Why is this the right decision? There were a lot of people, obviously, people who wrote in and surveying wanted it torn down and another one built.
It's the right decision because our government and our council have both agreed that to carbon zero by 2050. And so by pulling down the building and building a new one, a whole lot of carbon would have been generated for just the construction of a new structural frame. So it's a really sensible decision and a very sustainable decision to refurbish the building.
Why is it taking 5 years to do it? That seems an awful long time to be without a library to get this redone.
It does seem like an awfully long time, doesn't it? And I don't actually know why it's going to take so long. I can do some asking around and find out for you. But I think one of the things that we should always think about is that Ash, when he designed that building, always thought that building would change over time. If you look at his own house in Candala, he always thought that buildings should adapt and change with time. And the lovely thing about the library at the moment is, even though it looks complicated, it's quite a simple building with a simple structural frame, high ceilings, lots of glass, good circulation. So I don't think it's going to be that complicated to strengthen, and I don't think it's going to be that hard to adapt. So, yeah, we'll have to find out a bit more about that five-year number.
The other thing is the cost. So I understand it's about $180 million, but that includes some changes, as you say, that will open it up a little bit and perhaps make it a little different than it is at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the costs are an interesting thing, aren't they? Because I think that the building that they were proposing to replace it with was actually a smaller building than what's there now. So they weren't really comparing apples with apples. And I think as well we have to realise that that building is part of a good group of buildings around Civic Square. So it's really part of the heart of our city. So we need to look at that group of buildings as the centre of our town.
What is it about that building that makes it special, though? I mean, some people might be surprised that it's sort of seen as hailed as an architecturally significant building.
I think I'm old enough to remember the old library, which is now the City Art Gallery, and how it was quite a formal building with rows and rows of books, and you sort of felt like you had to whisper when you went in there. And then in 1993, I'd been living overseas and I came back to New Zealand to the new library. And suddenly it was like the living room of our city, and the books, instead of being arranged in rows, were arranged in sort of almost rooms, and the curved window seat gave everybody a place to sit. And the cafe, which was the first cafe to go into a library building, opened up spaces for all sorts of people.
Sure did.
From young kids, students.
Judy, thank you very much for that. Judy Keith Brown there, President of the New Zealand Institute of Architects.